This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. Yep, we've worked our way to Thursday, the 1st of July. Hello and welcome to the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, the other Jay is not with us today. I think back tomorrow, the essence of what's going on here. I find it always interesting to listen to various radio programs and how political they become, how political our lives have become. And if you don't think that's really true, just listen around to your favorite station. This program is heard on probably 80% of the stations that carry 318 or 20 or however many stations we have. They're 80% political. And most of them lean right of center. And so we present, if we have a conversation about politics, it's both sides being presented. So you can listen and maybe you'll like it, maybe you don't, but it's there for the offing. But the thing, excuse me, that I'm finding fascinating is listening around or checking around in my business to understand what the context is of the advertising, because I'm really in the advertising business. That's how we pay the bills, having advertising on the air. So it's free for you to listen to. And so in listening to the various programs, even though this is an off year politically, the number of people and, issues that are being fed to the stations in terms of ads, campaign ads, millions of dollars. I guess it's because they realize that the best way to spend their money to get their point across is on the radio, which is something that's been acknowledged more and more by people. You know, the new thing was digital and people wanting to be on various podcasts and that sort of stuff, but it really doesn't get the message across. It's still, the best way to do it is on a radio program like this. But it really, there's all the advertising, I guess New York is a pretty good example of this, Victoria, where all the ads that are being spent on all the mayoral, the primary race and the finish, it seems early for a primary anymore. Why did they have it's ranked choice, but why do they have it now instead of waiting until September? I didn't quite understand that. Do you know? There's a gubernatorial race in Virginia now, and there's one in New Jersey where you live.
Every state just has a different time, right? They set, the election board sets when they want to have the primary.
But who wants to go vote in July or June? People's heads are not right.
Well,
look at the low turnout in New York.
That's where the primary is many times,
yeah.
Right?
I mean,
not in my state. The primaries are in September.
Oh, well, we don't. In California, our primaries are typically anywhere between March and June.
So how much money is being spent on your station?
We just had our primaries here in Jersey.
Jennifer, you're doing mornings after you do this program. You do mornings at KRLA, and the ratings are great. Things are doing nicely there. People want to buy advertising. So how much of the ads there are political at this point?
Well, right now, not many of them, because we're not in the midst of an election year. We've got a recall against Gavin Newsom that it just qualified. There are a few candidates who are going to be prominent enough to buy radio advertising, so I'm sure that'll probably kick into gear a little bit closer to the recall. But I'd say probably the biggest money spender at this point is the recall effort, which has spent money to raise awareness about their campaign to get petitions. Mm-hmm. But right now we're just off-season. You know, it's not, I think you'll see it kick up again come January, and it'll be midterm madness all over again.
Right. All right, the passing of Donald Rumsfeld. I'm not shedding any tears, but they say, what is it, don't speak ill of the dead. He died at the age of...
A lot of people talked about him lovingly, and Condoleezza Rice came out with a tribute saying that, you know, he was very, one of the most professional and good people that
crook.
She worked with.
He was a...
Says you, but people love everybody. Me. You know, there are somebody that loves everybody.
I say good.
So.
Yeah, right. I'm not saying maybe he was a lovable crook, but he certainly, he and Cheney led, Bush Jr. down the road. It was interesting because the old man told George Bush, the son, not to have anything to do with either one of them. And yet he didn't pay any attention to him, which
it's funny that you classify Dick Cheney as a crook, yet you find such an affinity for his daughter.
Well, you don't have to. I mean, not everybody. You know, I don't have to be consistent.
I know. You're not. That's okay. Don't worry. You're not in danger.
Thank you. That's very nice. All right. So anyway, Rumsfeld's dead. All right. What else have we got going on? The migrant situation, immigration. Talk about flub-a-dubs and your pal, the vice president. What's the latest here? How is the country, never mind California, being affected by all this?
I think the big story at the border yesterday was that former President Trump went to the border with Governor Greg Abbott and actually toured the part of the border that is in jeopardy, right? I mean, the criticism was that it took Trump going to the border to get Kamala Harris to go. So once he said he was going, then she went immediately. And she went to El Paso, which El Paso has El Paso is safe. It also has a wall. And that wall is working, and it's keeping people out. And the one thing that was going wrong in El Paso was the migrant shelter, where there have been charges of sexual abuse within the government-run shelter, and she didn't even go there. It was 10 miles away from El Paso. So her trip was a photo op and very, I think, you know, obviously filled with a lot of photo ops, and then she was in and out. Optically, it would have been better for her to get her photo ops at a place like McAllen, Texas, where there are a lot of problems and there isn't border wall. That's what Trump did with Governor Abbott, who recommitted to privately continue building the wall that Trump in his administration had started in Texas. So he's going to be using state and private money to build pieces of the wall that are missing from those really hard-hit areas of the border. They did a town hall. They talked to people about their concerns. Here's the thing. I don't like, as apolitically as possible, what I've been saying all along is if you want people to think that you're in charge of the situation, you show up. And the Biden administration has not showed up. And they haven't been there. Trump, in one visit.
Well, Javier Becerra's has been there. He's
Health and Human Services. No, he's Health and Human Services.
No, then the other guy. Sorry, I'm getting them.
Mayorkas. Homeland Security Secretary.
Yeah.
But
he's
even when he goes there, he's not getting photographed. He's not doing press conferences. He's not showing that he's there. He's been there maybe 3 or 4 times, I think, over the last several months.
Well, is that the way you prove your effectiveness? By
absolutely.
Having to take a picture?
Because people think things are out of control if you're not looking like you're in control of the
situation. With or without
right.
the pictures, they're out of control.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Yeah. They don't want to be photographed with a situation that is worse than it was a year ago under Trump.
What's in it for them if they don't do a good job here? I guess that's one of the questions people are. Well, why aren't they?
If you look, obviously they're really worried about the midterm elections. Historically, the party that's not in power does well in the midterms. The House is prime for the pick-in. I think they only have to win 3 or 4 seats to take over. If you're a Republican, those are pretty good odds, especially during a midterm year.
But what's that going to do with this?
Because typically how the president is done, it reflects on the party. And so the Democrats
I'm not sure I'm understanding
their failing policies. Yeah.
Okay. So the Democrats, though, if they don't go after people who are potential voters, and that's really what this is in part, immigrants come into the country and they tend to vote more Democratic than Republican. So the Democrats... I think you can make a case for that. Yeah,
well,
maybe some
people, they're shifting demographics with people that are here legally. People that are here legally are ticked
are much
about
more
the situation. Yeah. And they are more conservative.
They should be
Trump
ticked about the situation.
Yes.
But
and
see,
Trump
but also the thing is that
the
when
Hispanic
someone
base.
But when someone comes through the border, whether they're if they're processed legally, they're not they can't vote. So it's like this myth that someone walks across the border and all of a sudden they're voting. That's just not
true.
It's
really not. So let me tell you about California. So in California, illegal immigrants can get a driver's license. And that means that anytime an illegal goes to the DMV, they can get a driver's license in the state of California. That's fine, but California has a motor voter program, and it is ripe with fraud. So they are only supposed to be registering to vote the people that come in that are legal immigrants. But there, and you can look up the numbers, tens of thousands of people get registered who are not eligible to vote in the state of California. It happens every year. I think I told you guys last week, let this sink in. There are 1.8 million more voters, registered voters in California than there are eligible people. So think about that number. That
well, that's
that
a California problem, though. That's but not it's, happening in New Jersey or New York, like where I am, and that's just not, you know,
how do you know
that?
People
problem.
Because
you don't know
that. We don't have the same motor voter it's not the same program.
Other states do. And so this is to just blow it off and say it's not a problem. You have 1.8 million illegal voters in the state of California. Now, that may not seem like a big deal for people who go, well, California is never going to vote for a Trump or another Republican candidate. I have a friend who ran for Congress.
Yeah, the guy who votes in several states.
By 300 votes. So it does matter. It does matter to some of the lower races and to the way the state is
run. I
want
to put something into perspective here, if I may, for a minute. I graduated from high school in Framingham in 1964. 94% of my class was what we would describe today as white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, or white or whatever it is. And I thought that I grew up around diversity, and really did, at least in the classes that I was in. There was plenty of, there wasn't much Hispanic, but there were black kids and some other, you know, minorities. I would gauge it as minorities. In the class of 2021 at Framingham High School, 34% of the graduating class was what we describe as white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. The rest are Brazilian, black groups of ethnicities from India and around. And there's not a judgment other than how dramatically my community has changed in the years since I graduated from high school. So how is that reflected around the rest of the country? How do we see this? Some people think it's good. Some people think it's bad. I don't know that I have an up or a down on it. I just find it startling that the population has changed as much as it has in, what, from 1964 to now is 57 years. And so in that time, the community has changed that much. Is it that way across the state that I live in? I live in this state. I live in California. I'm pretty sure it's changed tremendously in California. I'd wonder where you are, Victoria, in New Jersey.
Right. Well, New Jersey, sure, is more diverse than it was when I was a kid as well. But it just depends on where you are. The town I grew up in is exactly as white as it always was.
Really?
There isn't a single minority family that lives in the town that I grew up in.
So the reason I bring it up is...
So it depends on where you are. And I think, you know, you're outside of a major, what are you, 30 minutes from Boston?
35, yeah.
Okay, so anytime you're... Right, so if you go up to, like, northern Jersey, where you're closer to Manhattan, those communities have changed drastically because of the allure of working in a metropolis. So I think anytime you see that in any state, really, you probably have changing demographics.
So I guess the question would be, and I don't know that we answer it here because we've run ourselves out of time, but certainly at some point it's worth a consideration of what does it do to reality, to values, to circumstances. It's an interesting, I think demographic studies are very interesting, frankly. It's coming up on 19 after the hour on the DJV program. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. You can order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you at curbside. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and experience your coolest sleep this summer with our best breeze savings of the year. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trending time here on the DJV program at 23 past the hour. Victoria and I are going to go through a couple of more stories here that are making it in terms of our affinity for, we're just actually talking about this, the personalities that sort of drive social media and people thirsting to know what's going on with Britney Spears and what's going on with J-Lo and that kind of stuff. So we'll get to that material in just a moment, as a matter of fact.
If the pandemic's taught us anything, it's that the easiest way for germs to get into your body is the nose. We all know how to wash our hands, but how do you clean your nose? For over 2 million Americans, the answer is Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, and germs that cause congestion, colds, and flu, so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. Better yet, Navage is all natural and drug-free. That's why one of America's top respiratory hospitals recommends nasal irrigation to stay healthy, explaining that bacteria and viruses thrive in warm and moist environments, and that you can wash away those germs so they don't make your nose their home. Experience Navage at zero risk. Go to Navage.com, buy Navage, and use it for a month. If you're not delighted, return it for a full refund. There's nothing to lose and a lifetime of better breathing to gain. Also available at Target, Walgreens, CVS, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
And now we continue with bail talk here on the DJV program.
Not jail bail, about... right? It's a different kind of bailing on this show.
Yes, that's true. All right, Britney Spears and the judge and the co-conservator. I think this judge is in the pocket. I think there's a payoff here. It sure does. So yep. What's the what are the details here, Victoria?
So the latest is that Britney, as we know, Britney's she finally convinced her lawyer or informed him that he had to start listening to her. He's the court-appointed lawyer. He's not someone that she chose. He's also he was also the same lawyer who, remember the Casey Kasem mess and that conservatorship? Well, this is the same lawyer. This guy has made a career out of taking money from families and conservatorships.
Welcome to the law.
Yeah. So he finally filed the petition to end the conservatorship. That was one big thing. Then Jamie Spears, her father, filed two different petitions on Wednesday One, to remove Jody Montgomery, who is right now in charge of Britney's health and medical plan as a conservator. So he wants her removed. And then he also wants an investigation launched into what Britney's testimony had said last week when she had a lot of accusations of being bullied.
Let me play the devil's advocate here. Let's say that Britney Spears says, screw you all, I'm going to do what I want. Can they throw her in jail? Can the judge put her in jail?
Well, they already forced her into a rehab facility. Well, they forced her. And, yes, they can't put her in jail, but they can also – but they've done plenty of things to her that have prevented her from trying to lash out and trying to get out of this. And now the public – honestly, at first I was like, the Free Britney people, they don't really understand. Like, Britney's probably better off. Well, everybody thought that. And now it turns out that Britney turns out is not better off. And when they checked off the box in 2008 that she was that she had dementia, that was the medical reason, there was never a form that was filed by any doctor. So now I think that they have grounds really to just throw out the conservatorship. But when you look at the cast of characters, everyone's making millions of dollars.
Everyone's sucking off of her wealth.
Yep.
All right. The statue of Diana being unveiled. The two brothers are together.
Mm-hmm.
What's the visual here? Certainly a lot of people paying attention to this on various social media outposts,
yeah.
Twitter, et cetera.
This is the first time that Harry has been back in the UK since Prince Philip's funeral. Both the brothers, minus Kate Middleton, she will not be there with the kids. So it's just the two brothers. They're going to unveil the statue of Diana. They're each going to give, a little speech. And then apparently they're going to privately get together. We'll see what happens. But the world is always watching what the two brothers are up to.
28 after the hour.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. You'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are two sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's two sets of Giza Dream.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Trump Organization's CFO, Ellen Weisselberg, is expected to be arraigned in a Manhattan court Thursday after a Manhattan grand jury returned sealed indictments charging him with tax issues. Mark Gallagher, a private equity guru who's been working for John Kerry to line up financing for Biden's climate change and serve as a liaison to the business community, has departed from the administration. No details were given except his last day was Wednesday. Authorities in Canada, Oregon, and Washington are investigating hundreds of deaths likely caused by the Pacific Northwest's worst heat wave on record. Temperatures in the region have shattered records since Friday. Extreme heat ranks as the nation's top weather-related killer annually. Hockey Stanley Cup Finals continues. The Montreal Canadiens are having a tough time with the Tampa Bay Lightning, losing Wednesday 3-1. Tampa Bay now leads the best-of-seven series 2-0. Game 3 is Friday evening on NBC. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
President Biden in Wisconsin Wednesday says it's now or never with regards to the infrastructure plan. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
President Biden is hitting the road to pitch his infrastructure plan to the American people. The president, spending time Tuesday in La Crosse, Wisconsin, suggesting there would be no coming back for seconds regarding infrastructure when it comes to basic infrastructure spending, such as roads, bridges, and public transportation. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman tells CNBC he can get behind the president's bipartisan bill so long as it stays focused on improving the economy.
My hope is that for Democrats, you know, they focus on what's good for the economy, and raising taxes right now, particularly making our country less competitive at a time when we finally have a tax rate for not so much corporations is what I'm concerned about, but the workers, because most of the benefit of the tax cuts went to the workers based on the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office and other economic analysis. We talked about that on the show before. When you raise those taxes, particularly raising them five times higher than we cut them in 2017, it's going to really hurt our workers in terms of wages and benefits and competitiveness.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Hockey Stanley Cup Finals continued Wednesday from Tampa Bay, Florida. The Montreal Canadiens are having a tough time with the Lightning, losing again 3-1. Tampa Bay now leads the best-of-seven series 2-0. Game 3 is Friday evening on NBC. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
After the hour, 1st of July is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, the DJV program, a program that presents very interesting people with very interesting points of view that not necessarily are the mainstream, but I think that they're things you really care about. That's why I present them, Victoria presents them, Jennifer Dye, we all have our own sort of priorities, but then we come together to talk about stuff, not trying to exert whatever it is that's in our mind. The problem today is that so many people are trying to exert their will over other people, Victoria. This is the way to think. I remember when I was running WEEI in Boston during the mid-80s, a fella had just bought the station from CBS. And I learned last night that he'd passed away, and I were close for a number of years, but he didn't have a clue about radio. Or he didn't have a clue about life, really, in the mainstream. He would philosophize all the time the world would be better if everybody was a Catholic and everybody was a Republican. That was his outlook on life. And if you weren't at least one of those two, you didn't make it into his circle of friends. Better yet, you got points for being both Catholic and a Republican. And I guess I wonder about that. I should ask, well, Jennifer is Catholic and she's a Republican. how often that is the case. Or does it make any difference anymore? Is that just something that's old, an old standard that's gone out the window? His life was pretty much ruined when he found that a lot of his priest friends were guilty of the you-know-what. But he had blinders on because as a kid growing up, that was what was he was taught, that those were the two things in life that were important. And if you don't think you carry through with into your adulthood what you are taught by your parents, you're kidding yourself, or whatever your environment is. It may not be your parents, but it's whatever your environment is. That stuff sticks. I can see it in miles all the time. I wonder how many of you are parents or grandparents, and you continue to drum in to your children what your values are. Without one of the things that Megan and Brendan both say to me is that they were happy that I told them to think for themselves, or Megan says I taught her to think for herself. I don't know. I've always thought for myself, and they all think that I'm quirky. Victoria laughs all the time at me because she doesn't think I fit into any category, and I don't.
Oh, I like that about you. I mean, I like teasing you.
Yeah, you like to tease me about
that.
It. Yeah, no,
yeah,
I get
but
that.
No,
yeah,
I like
right.
that.
I've never fit into the mainstream, and you know why? Because I was never taught anything as a kid in terms of values. Whatever values I have, I've learned from being on the farm. And I don't mean to make this farm talk.
Soil talk.
Yeah. But that's where I get my life is built around the values of what the animals basically showed me or taught me and the people that I cared about who were farmers. That's where my core beliefs, the way I treat people, the way that I live my life, the things that are important to me, my family, and that sort of thing, that all came from coming up not with my parents' beliefs, but with the association of the farm. So anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is that we are complete with our own truths, and you're welcome to pick up whatever you can and help yourself, but you're wasting your time. If you take a moment or two of your time to either post on Facebook or any social media that we're wrong and Jennifer's right, or we're Jennifer's right, Victoria's wrong, you're wasting your time because we ignore that stuff. We don't care. And if that's not
true.
Too blatant. We don't. I don't care what you think. I'm happy to have you listen. And obviously, because we have millions of people that listen to this program every week, they must get something out of it, whether it's the fact that we are all different and we represent a vast difference in society. I've told you before that some people thought I should have a black person on the program with me because, you know, that would represent a certain portion of society. And in today's world, you need to have somebody black on the program. Well, that would be great if I found somebody who really was in sync. You know how long it took me to find Victoria? Jennifer and I have been together for a long time. Victoria was not an easy find because most of the people that represented her point of view, if we're talking just about politics, are ignoramuses when it comes to listening to other people or to being open. You know, you're a bad guy if you don't believe with me. I'm not interested in that. I don't want it on my program.
Yeah, that's boring.
It is. It's horrible. It's worse than dirt talk. So, anyway, moving into what today is all about, it's National Postal Workers Day. You know, I'm continually, you know, we were talking earlier about the government setting up the credit reporting system. I am still at a loss as to how the postal system continues to exist the way it does. Why isn't it privatized? Would everybody be so upset about it if they were paying more money? I mean, you look at the difference. What does it tell you that to send a letter through the postal service, it costs 55 cents now, right? Send the same letter with two-day delivery on FedEx, it costs you $20.
More than that, probably, right?
Yeah. Right. So, hello, what's the disconnect here? It is mostly that you and I as taxpayers pay into the postal service billions of dollars every year. Now, can the people who live in Nebraska, Iowa, people, rural folks who have a hard time even getting to the store, never mind going to FedEx office, so is it fair for them? We have to be able to communicate. That's where the Postal Service came from in the first. The first instance was get the message from point A to point B as quickly as you can. And it was the Pony Express or the wagons that went from Boston to New York, the stagecoaches. That's how the post office started, by bringing posts through whatever means possible, it was government supported. So that's continued to today. But, you know, along the way there have been
I didn't realize it was authorized by the Constitution.
Yeah.
Isn't that strange? Like, I never thought of the Postal Service.
They were thinking about how you communicate. Both,
being that old,
but remember, in the Constitution, the reference is specifically to electoral votes and those communications that came from elections. Mm-hmm. That's really how it started.
Oh, the original mail-in ballot?
Yeah.
Oh, I love all the people. Oh, there you go. Yeah, all the people who want to say that's unconstitutional. Yeah.
Well, I don't say it's unconstitutional. I just think
No, not you, but like a lot of the people,
to,
you know.
Yeah,
oh, well, every mail-in ballots are unconstitutional. Actually,
No, they're not. Not at all. All right. Xi Jinping, is that how you pronounce his name?
Sounds pretty close. I've heard Jen say it really well, but yeah, that sounds
close.
Yeah,
she does a better job than I do. Anyway, his latest pronouncement is that we, anybody who is foreign to Chinese thinking, are going to find their heads bashed and bloodied if they disagree with or bully China. There we go. There's another
wonderful... Well, he's feeling the heat now because the whole world... I mean, the whole world
glowering.
Is looking at... Is, yeah, exactly. Everyone's looking at China like, okay, you know, you're just... You're one step ahead of us now, but you're going to get caught.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that... And now, I don't know if you saw that report that our satellite imaging from the Pentagon has shown that they're, you know, beefing up their missile capabilities and silos and things like that. So
what are you going to do with
that? I don't know.
You don't survive. Even if you pull a stunt like that, you don't survive. Nobody survives. So this guy is an egotist.
Show of force, maybe? I don't know.
Show to whom?
Well, I think to his own people. I think if you think about it, it's kind of Putin-esque.
His people... They're beginning to figure out what's going on in the rest of the world.
Yeah.
And not liking necessarily what's going on over there.
Look at all the protests last year or before the pandemic in Hong Kong alone. You know, I mean, it was an uprising.
Shoot them up. Okay, Bill Gates. Apparently, the Business Insider report on him today is not squeaky clean. Not nerdy.
Apparently, who knew this nerd was, like, getting his freak on so much?
Oh, yeah. He was having new... I don't know why this has been kept quiet for so long. He must have really good control.
Because he stayed married, I think.
You think that was it?
Yeah. Well, I don't think anyone was really looking at him.
Not married anymore. Mm. The nude pool parties start up again. he gets drunk all the time, apparently.
That's very surprising to me. He does not seem like the type who would be a big drinker.
Right. Well, apparently, even folks in the industry say he'd get tipsy. And every time he would go to an event... He'd have somebody with him that wasn't his wife. And I've told you about that woman. Mm-hmm. If I met her at a dinner party, how many years ago is it? 20 years ago I met her? And she was very open about it. So it's got to... All right. So anyway, that's what makes a good conversation, that kind of stuff, or interesting conversation. We have on our podcast, speaking of interesting conversation, we try to pick the most important things every day so you can get them on the download. If you haven't heard the whole program, you can go to djvshow.com. For example, we've had all this week lots of stuff about Brittany. And then we have in the present download James Corden changing a segment in his program because of anti-Asian complaints. The spill your guts thing, whatever it is, they're not going to kill it, but be more quote-unquote sensitive. Let's see, what else here? There's a lot of stuff. Every day, there's tons of stuff. I'm sure one of the highlights will be the discussion of the Diana statue and the two brothers and what's going on with them. That'll be in the next download. Check it out every day at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer, only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How about we figure out what's going on with J-Lo and Ben, or what are they?
Yeah.
It's Jen Fleck now, or whatever. What is it called?
I think Ben Kevin Lowe. Smith, who named them Bennifer, I think he said he'd like them to be called J-Fleck now. But okay. I think Bennifer's sticking.
Fine. Okay, so they're going to the Hamptons.
That would appear to
does
be...
Does she have a home there? She has a home
does.
There.
She does. Yeah, she has a beautiful home there. It's a $10 million home that she bought back in 2013. Mm-hmm. And so 8 bedrooms...
On the water?
I think so. It's Watermill, so it's parts of the Hamptons are beautiful and behind the hedges, but not everything is on the waterfront. So
it's hard to not notice what's going on when they bring in a fleet of Range Rovers and a boat to the house.
Right. So then, the boat would be yes, it is. It has a dock then.
Yeah,
so
right.
Yeah, so it is on the water. Right. But yeah, so all the flurry of activity, sprucing up the place. There's crews, you know, doing landscaping. It would appear that Ben and Jen are going to be heading out to the Hamptons soon. The weird thing is though, A-Rod, her recent ex, just rented a home a mile away from hers.
Perfect.
I don't know if he's being creepy or what, but yeah.
He is a creep. He wasn't even being creepy. He's a creep.
Yeah.
A-Rod, boo. Ben, yay! 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
After the hour. Sounds like Carlos Santana has made it into, but that's not Santana, Phil. Who is that?
War.
Oh, that's right. War. Yes, yes, yes. This sounds a little like Santana. All right. Well, no war here. We have Chuck Curry, our movie mogul, movie man, with movie moments right after this.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, we have new habits when it comes to what we see in the theater or what we are seeing wherever we see things. This is a flashback to the past. This is an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, right, Chucker?
It is. This day in movie history, July 1st of 1991, Terminator 2 Judgment Day premiered. And it was a very important movie because, one, it was extremely well-reviewed for a sequel. It was an important film for James Cameron, who is a great director. Mm-hmm. It was an important film for Arnold Schwarzenegger because it even elevated his star power more. And I think it was an important film for female action heroes because Linda Hamilton as Sarah Connor was awesome in that movie. And one thing James Cameron did...
But she got cast because she was married to Cameron at the time.
Well, she was in the original Terminator. Having said that, she got herself in great shape. And that was important in the genre to have a strong female
action leads Sigourney Weaver, which is also in Aliens, directed by James Cameron. I say Sigourney Weaver and then Linda Hamilton in Terminator 2, two best female action heroes, maybe in movie history. But this is a really good film. Also, it broke new ground in terms of special effects also. So Terminator 2, this day in movie history, I think a very important film.
All right, so speaking of heroines, Gal Gadot has given birth to her third child. She, of Wonder Woman fame, 36. She doesn't look like she's had three children. Now, then Victoria's going to bounce on me and say, what does that mean?
Of course she will.
What's she supposed to look like?
Well, when you're Wonder Woman, it's your job to look a certain way. So, yes, she gets herself back in shape very
But she doesn't have the same... She doesn't present herself physically the same as Linda Hamilton did or some of these other people that actually bulk themselves up a little bit to look the part.
No.
She doesn't look the part. She's good. I like her. But
I don't think she's on a McDonald's diet either, but... she's in good shape, and she's a great. Listen, there's one thing. Zack Snyder takes a lot of grief because people have mixed opinions on the way he directs. He did the Justice League movies. He did Man of Steel. But the one thing the guy did right, he's a good caster, and he cast Gal Gadot. He took a shot on her as Wonder Woman. And I got to tell you, I would say 99% of all casting directors or directors would not have cast her in that role, and she turned out to be. Absolutely perfect and awesome.
She's great.
She's
wonderful
part.
In it. Say wonderful.
So good.
Wonder Woman. John Lithgow is going to be Dexter in The Trinity Killer. Is that?
Well, no. He's going to be. He played a villain in season 3 of Dexter on Showtime called The Trinity Killer, and that was an amazing season. He was awesome.
Isn't he amazing? I mean, look at the parts this guy pulls off as Winston Churchill. He's a great good guy. He's a great bad guy. He plays those silly movies.
Comedy, Third Rock from the Sun. He was a pretty interesting villain in the Stallone movie Cliffhanger back in.
I remember, in
93.
He got blown up. Didn't he get blown up in the? He got blown up in the helicopter
At the end. He did a movie called in the 80s called The Manhattan Project. I like that movie a lot, actually. But he's going to come back, I think, in a flashback dream sequence on Dexter, the reviving. And I love that show. It's a great show. Michael Siegel.
So is that, when we talk about things here in terms of their impact, it isn't just about movies and stuff, but it's these sorts of things that people now see because they see everything at home. They see these in the same light as they see movies. So... I think
that's
great to talk about.
That is true.
Chucker, you're a good man. Love to have you here. Happy about all of the things that bring you in here at 59 past the hour. You're listening.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.